Scissor Siblings! I've got some big news. Out now on my YouTube is my crowdwork doc called The Last Riff. You're gonna love it. Check it out, leave a like and a comment. And then on Monday, Stand Up on the Spot premieres with Dumbfounded, Steve Ranazzisi, Justin Martindale, and Tony Baker. And I'm going back out on tour in July. I'm headlining the Huntington Beach Rec Room on July 8th. Then Kansas City, July 13th through 15th. And then on July 28th, I'm in Aspen, Colorado. Come see me and get tickets at jeremiahwatkins.com. Now let's get into this awesome episode of Scissor Bros with our pal, Ian Fidance.
Could I stay with you at your place?
Yeah.
Do you have enough room to accommodate me and everything?
Sure.
Where would I sleep?
Outside of my locked bedroom door.
I want it to be pure gay this episode.
Are we recording?
Whoa.
Sure. Yeah.
Ian. Oh. Pure.
Pure.
Yes.
Pure gay. Pure gay.
Keep going.
My favorite Polish gay food.
Pure
gay. Instead of full of potato, it's full of cum.
Yeah.
Pyorgi.
There you go.
Yeah.
Keep going with that.
Uh-huh.
Keep going.
It's delicious. Ooh.
Pyorgi.
Get one while you can.
Creamy on the inside, pyorgis.
Ooh.
Pyorgi. We got a very special guest today. You want to do the intro? Keep going with it.
Ooh,
this. You asked for a part two, and we got it for you, brothers and sisters.
People were saying, holy moly, last time, he instantly became a Scissor Brothers.
Classic.
As he did the podcast. He has a great podcast himself called Being Ian with Jordan. He has done Stand Up on the Spot multiple times and has been a favorite of that show as well. He also has another amazing podcast called Bye Guys with Zach Amico. He's a killer stand-up comedian, a killer friend, and just a joy to be around. Please welcome our pal, Ian Fidance, to the show.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. I am so pumped to be here. I really am. And last time it got a little dirty, but I'll be sure this time to keep it clean.
Hey. Scratch the pyorgi.
Water, anyone?
Scratch the pyorgis filled with cum content right away.
Creamy pyorgis.
Oh, yeah, crap. You're right. Yeah.
Shit. Oh, no, it's already over.
That was a beautiful little piano intro. You guys were in sync.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah.
You loved it? What did it make you feel like?
Oh, it made me feel like I was at church.
Yeah. Did you go to a black church?
Lord, I said unto thee, we gonna have fun with Jeremiah and Steve. Yeah.
I like that. I like that.
What do you think about Jeremiah's new handsome haircut?
He's always ready for a fifth grade picture. And I love it.
Does it make him more handsome? He looks more handsome.
He looks so boyish and cute and fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
In a good way, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He looks like he's in fifth grade. He just got a pair of Airwalks and he can't wait to try to kick flip and impress the neighborhood gang.
Right?
Yeah.
And Ian looks like the stepdad that's crashing at my house right now.
Hey, just till I get back on my feet, you know. Not many people want their houses painted right now. It's not my fault.
I noticed you smoking a cigarette outside.
Yeah.
How long you been doing that?
Oh, since I had my first one or full time?
First one.
First one?
Ever.
12.
12 years old?
Nah, I'm kidding, 11.
Wait, really?
What?
Peer pressure?
No, I peer pressured him.
You did.
It was a babysitter, and we smoked in my garage while we watched Scream, and he was babysitting me. And I don't know if anything else happened in the garage, but I blacked out, and next thing I knew, we were smoking a cigarette.
You did not black out.
No, I'm kidding.
That was at the church I went to.
No, but it was like an older kid from my baseball team, and like my mom like went out and was like, oh, can you watch Ian? And we just became like friends, and we just smoked in the garage. And I think I was maybe like 11 or 12, I think. 12? Mm.
All right. 12, we're going to guess what kind of cigarettes. We're going to go back and forth.
So. You'll never guess.
No. This is the thing. I like doing these games. Okay. So I'll be number. I'm going to guess first. Okay. Marlboro Lights.
What?
No.
Okay.
You'll never guess.
No. This is fun. There's a good exercise.
Virginia Slims.
Ooh. Kind of in the same ballpark. Ooh,
oh, I'm going to hit it out the ballpark right now.
Hit it out. Swing
Doral.
Oh, I wish. No.
Parliament.
Nope.
Dang it.
Camel Lights?
No.
Mm.
It was a gray.
Benson and Hedges?
Carton. No.
What was your guess?
Benson and Hedges.
No. It was a gray box. I don't even think they make them anymore.
Winston?
No.
Mm.
That's a cigarette, though, isn't it?
Winston.
Isn't Winston a cigarette?
Yeah, Winston's.
It is, yeah. Winston's are good. Really, really.
Are you surprised by my knowledge of cigarettes?
I am, yes.
Yeah.
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 They, do you want to know?
Yeah,
were,
I mean,
it
yeah,
because
yeah,
it was.
I don't know.
I got love that you made with your babysitter in the garage at the party. Open wide. He said. No, it was True Box. It was a gray cigarette box with like white cigarettes, and it had kind of it like the Parliament. It had that little gap at the top, but it also had like a little, almost like a Mercedes sign in it.
Mm-hmm.
It was like very much like a mom woman cigarette.
Now I'm gonna put it on your ball court.
Yeah,
on your side of the court.
I got my racket ready.
I used to smoke cigarettes. I want you to guess what brand.
Whoa!
I smoked.
This is the content we've all been waiting for. Mm. Guess what cigarettes and Steve used to smoke.
Oh, Camel Turkish Golds.
Oh.
Close. Wow. Turkish Camel Crush.
Close.
Camel Blues.
Close.
I'm going to say Reds. Marlboro Reds.
Close.
Marlboro Lights.
I like how all of these are close.
You were
how
on
all of them close. Close?
You were on the stick with the Camel, but don't get so extravagant with
Camel Menthols.
You're getting close.
Dude, the way you play the game hot and cold would be very difficult.
And the closer we're getting, the quieter he's getting, too.
And the more ventriloquist
should be the most obvious.
And the more his chin is moving into his neck. He's turning into Edgar from Men in Black the closer we get.
I don't want to do that.
More cigarettes.
So what do you have left with Camel?
Camel Golds.
No.
What was it?
Camel Lights.
Oh. I didn't say it.
I thought you're
going Camel Fluorescent, Camel Blues, Camel Gold.
Do you remember Crystal Light, the lemonade?
Yes. No, I believe it was Crystal Light. Pick it. I believe in me.
Is that the song?
Yeah.
Sing it.
I believe in Crystal Light because I believe in me.
Okay, one more time.
I believe in Crystal Light because I believe in me. I believe, right?
I don't remember that, but.
You don't remember?
Is that the Crystal Light jingle, or is that what you say to yourself every morning when you wake up?
That was good. You're quick. You know what? You guys are quick on your toes. Mm. You have that similar, the banter, the quick on your feet thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you ever done stand-up?
Yeah, it's difficult for me, man.
Is it?
Yeah. Mm. I've tried open. Will you quit rolling Will you quit rolling your freaking eyeballs?
Can you give us one of your bits?
You
ever notice when you pull your cock out of a man's ass, there's shit on your dick?
I used to do my.
What's the deal?
I don't really remember.
You ever notice how sometimes you have a girlfriend, but then you still feel things about guys?
All right, edit that. Hey, dude.
You ever no- notice when you're on top and you're having sex with your girlfriend, you're not looking at them so much as you're looking through them.
Whoa, you guys are getting way too personal, dude.
You ever make love with your lady and accidentally call her Harold?
Yeah. Yeah, keep it up, dude.
Groundwork on three.
Yeah.
You ever tell your girl that you want her to grow body hair because you're a feminist, but really you just love a shaggy carpet on a woman's body like a man?
You love that shit, don't you?
Hey, what's the deal?
You love that shit, don't you?
What's the deal with not coming out?
What's the deal with no matter how many boner pills you take, you can't get a hard on with your girlfriend anymore?
I don't need any pills, guys.
But yeah, you drive by the bus stop and you rock hard because you see a guy with his pants hanging a little too low.
Okay, your turn. Keep going then if you guys are going to do it.
You ever notice how urinals are missing my mouth?
Okay.
You ever notice how my mouth was the first gender-neutral bathroom?
God, you guys are so quick. How do you get so quick on the draw like that? How many years does it take to get that, like, what you guys are doing?
I don't know about Jeremiah, but me and my friend have sold my soul to the devil.
Oh, really?
A couple years ago, yep.
I want to hear about that story.
Well, the devil showed up at my door.
And what did he look like? What did the devil look like?
Well, he was a tall red fella. Mm-hmm. And before I invited him in, I said, please, you're dirty. Take your hooves off. Mm-hmm. And
so he took wipe your hooves at the door, mister.
Please, sir, wipe your hooves at the door before you come in and take my
soul. This is a deep south down here.
This is a deep south. I am but a simple southern lawyer, sir, and I would just love to sell my soul for the ability to riff well on a podcast. Now, and that's what happened.
Was he handsome?
He was a handsome devil.
Yeah, he was a handsome little devil, wasn't he? What do you want from you in return?
Just my soul for eternity.
But what did he want at your apartment? He wanted something else,
a glass
else,
of water.
He
said he was really hot.
No, he wanted something else. You want to play this game with me? What else did he want? He wanted to walk in. You invited him into your apartment.
I like how Steve's devil is clearly gay.
No, it's not.
Like Steve's... No, that's what you're implying.
I wanted a glass of
Steve's
iced tea.
Steve's devil is clearly like...
No, it's not.
Okay, I'm going to take your soul, but first, you're going to have to do something
for me. He was just thirsty.
So your devil brought you a pizza, but you didn't have enough money to pay for it. Then what happened?
And he's got like a big red thing-a-ling hanging around his waist. So what's going on with you?
No, he just wanted to...
Now, was the penis spicy because he's from hell?
He wanted
did
a glass
the gay
ice
devil
Steve,
come fire, or was it just cummies regular?
But he wanted to come in, right?
In me.
Yeah.
Well, that's how he got my soul.
You
he sucked
it
out
you
of
just
me.
Took it
was
there,
the
dude?
Devil's jizz a fiery lake on your back? What was that? Okay. I'm just asking for a friend real quick.
Asking for a friend real quick. Oh, Steve, I knew I was coming to see you.
Wait. What? Steve just gave me a look like a battered woman. Like, yeah, I put up with a lot.
Mm.
No, I'm just, I love my girlfriend. I do with all my heart. Mm-hmm. And I, like I said before a million times, I like doing gay, joking about it. But I love pure vagina, dude. You know,
that's what gay guys say. I love when they get icky and sticky.
Do they say that?
No, I don't know.
Oh, to like deflect and stuff?
Yeah.
Put that vagina on oscillate mode.
Oh,
I just
love when it looks
back
like
back
it's hungry and it's drooling. No, I knew I was coming.
You ever
Let's cleanse the palate. We're being too mean to Steve. I brought you something all the way from New York.
He brought you a gift. Oh, he got you, dude.
Speaking of New York, I haven't been there a lot.
He didn't react at all.
I haven't been there in a while. And would it be okay if you could show me around New York?
I would be honored, and we would have so much fucking fun. I know the restaurants I'd take you to. I know the fun spots I'd take you to. And if you want to, see the real part of New York, then not many will show you. I'll take you to the best glory holes on 8th Avenue, brother. What do you say? Huh?
Could I stay with you at your place?
Yeah.
Do you have enough room to accommodate me and everything?
Sure.
Where would I sleep?
Outside of my locked bedroom door.
No, for real. I mean, you wouldn't leave it unlocked, dude. Like,
even the cat locks it. Yeah, yeah.
The cat closes himself off the litter box.
No, hold up,
man.
Why would you lock your door? Like, dude, we're homies now. Like,
yeah,
like, yeah.
It's like, pronounced homos.
No, we're homies. No.
Sorry, no, well, I'm sorry.
No. Why would you lock your door?
Because I feel like in the middle of the night, I'd wake up and you'd just be staring at me.
I probably would.
Yeah, sorry. I sleep stare.
You know what he's done multiple times? What? Of us on the road when we crash
into the car. Don't say it on the cameras, man.
What? You go tell ahead. And then I'll go tell ahead. Something embarrassing.
Okay,
I
go
do.
Ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
It'll be the next day. And he'll go, you want to see a video? I'm like, all right. He shows me footage of me sleeping. Of him filming me.
Oh, no. I put you in my logs. Oh, yeah.
What are you, the daughter from the whale?
Dude.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that's the ender, dude. Those are the enders to my vlogs, brother. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm talking about 45 second, minute and a
half. Dude, full on me completely.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Is that weird?
I just drew the mangina to my friends.
Oh, what's that?
That's classic.
That's fun, where you tuck it back.
The Buffalo Bill, man.
Yeah.
Oh, did we do that last time?
We didn't do that with Ian, no.
Oh, we should do that for funsies.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, dude. Ian, dude.
Dude, you know what would be fun?
Let's do it, bro.
Dude, you know what would be fun?
You know what would be fun?
You know what would be fun?
Yeah.
You know when you, what's that game called Dizzy Bat where you put your head on the bat and you spin around and you try to run? Let's do that, but we're tucked the whole time we do it. And then when we run, we just, what do you know? I'm dizzy and my cock fell out.
That's a fantastic idea, dude.
Silly crazy. I'm so dizzy. I fell on top
of
you.
Dude, that's fantastic. Let's do it.
This version is called Jizzy Bat.
You want to do a mini version of that right here on the carpet?
And then we'll see who bats first. You know when you take a bat and you go like that? We'll do that with my cock.
I like the first part of the...
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
But you guys want to
I thought this was a segment where I read from my travel log. From my wish book.
Can we do a Buffalo Bill real quick, like all three of us? And we could do like a Batman Buffalo Bill.
You want that for the dance break?
No, for the thumbnail.
We can't use that for the thumbnail.
Wait, did you say thumbnail or femnail? you said femnail.
I said thumbnail.
I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah. Would you be open to doing that?
Maybe. Let me think about it.
Okay.
Let's get a little more.
Yeah, drink your
iced coffee.
Get this guy another.
Yeah. Woo.
Whoa. You guys are in synchronicity.
We are.
We are.
Now, do you guys enjoy doing comedy together? Like,
yes.
Doing, stand up on the spot?
Yes. The best part's when we're on stage together.
It's so fun. Mm-hmm. It's so fun.
And that's the first time I seen you was in Texas. And I went to, where was that?
Stand Up on the Spot.
Stand Up on the Spot. But what was the festival?
Moontower.
Oh, Moontower. Parish, right?
And I
the original.
You.
The,
yes.
the first.
And I liked you the most. The first I like
you,
that
bro.
Guy.
I appreciate that. Thank you. That was really fun.
And you were not, because I was observing, I'm like, who is that guy? Not in that way. Just, you know, out of respect. You were talking, you were like really nice to the audience members and you're like talking to them. Yeah.
Yeah. I enjoy it. I love that show. Mm-hmm. I love, I've said it before, man, but your show really helps in terms of like, I've turned jokes that I've come with on the spot into actual parts of my act. Mm-hmm. And also I've used that as a muscle in my act to get, you know, like to go off and move in different directions. And I love that feeling of never knowing where you're going to go. It's the best.
Yeah.
Everybody loves it. It's great, man.
How many times have you done it?
Man, a handful?
He's done it quite a few times over the years. The filmed ones, you just did your third one.
Second one filmed.
Mm. Do you like the scene in New York better than Los Angeles?
Yes.
How are they different?
The disdain in your voice. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are the differences? Go ahead.
Oh, we're funny.
Whoa. Uh-oh.
No,
you don't want to bring out New York Jeremiah over here. You don't want to bring him down.
You don't want to bring him down.
Oh, we need the G-Jacket.
Hey.
No, I mean, of course, I'm always partial to New York. I think I just, and I always say I hate LA. And then when I every time I come, I'm like, I actually really liked it. But I had, dude, the people around here make me so insane just with how
something
they
happened
care
on the way
themselves.
Here, right?
On the way here, I parked the fucking car in your street. I got a smoke hanging out of my mouth. And the girl who, to her credit, was so hot, was across the street. And she looked at me across the street and covered her face like this.
What?
And was looking at me. And that's I go, oh, is this bothering you? And she just kept walking faster.
You said
and I
that
go,
to her?
It's going
to
hurt you. And then when she got far enough away, she took her fucking shirt down and then kept walking.
You did this on my street.
Oh, whoops. Sorry. Yeah.
On your street. Oh, yeah. Disrespect.
I go, if you want to find me, come see me in Jeremiah's garage. Jeremiah Watkins, W-A-T.
Okay.
K-I-N-S.
Oh,
sorry, bro.
Hey, so man, in New York, happens. That wouldn't have happened.
No, no, that probably
wouldn't. They wouldn't
no,
have
nobody
fuck.
Cares about
no
anything
cares.
In New York. No one cares.
You said after this, you're going to go shoot some guns with Mr. Attell. Huh?
Yes.
And he's out here too right now?
Yes. That's wow. why I'm out here. I'm opening for him tomorrow and Wednesday at the Hollywood Improv.
Oh, Dave Attell, yeah. the OG.
Yes. OG. The OG goat.
How yep. did you link up with that dude?
Oh man, years ago at the Comedy Cellar, he saw me do a set and asked me to open for him at Caroline's like 2 weeks later, and I did, and I've been his opener ever since like 2018.
Does he treat you fair?
He treats me, he's helped me in so many ways, not just with like career-wise, but just as like, you know, like a model person and how he treats other people. He's really been a mentor, and he takes care of me wherever we go. He's so kind, and he always brings all the staff candy wherever he goes on the road. And
really,
yeah. And so now when I'm on the road and I'm headlining, I bring them all coffee.
Oh,
so
hell yeah.
It's like he takes care of everyone. He's just the nicest. We have so much fun hanging out, and it's the best. I'm like so lucky, man.
Tell me how he really treats you. Tell me how he really treats you.
I mean, he uses me as a table.
That was the golden. Yeah. Is he really that nice?
No, he truly, truly. No bullshit.
Everyone,
I'm not
dude,
putting on.
Literally, everyone respects Attell.
The fucking best.
Everyone respects
truly.
Attell.
All right,
loves
then,
him.
If that's the case, name me three examples of what you said, specific examples that he's done. Come out to dinner with me or
oh
yeah
for his birthday he brought me and a couple of his friends out to dinner and he refuses to let anyone pay,
so he pays for everything all
for
the time.
For his for I mean in a basically oh. yeah
okay all right
but he's like I went on the road with Bert one time and afterwards it was like everybody gets a seafood tower, you get a seafood tower, who wants lobster steaks, take them. And then people come up to Attell and be like, I run a 5-star Michelin rated James Beard award winning restaurant, I'd love to get you guys Tomahawk steaks on the house. He's like, no thanks, there's an IHOP down the street, it's on me. And I'm like, oh god damn it. You
so
know,
he
thank
really,
you though
yeah he really looks
but
out for you.
He
yeah.
just is very like comfort food. Mm-hmm. You know,
okay, fair enough.
Like, instead of going to a nice restaurant, he's like,
he's a
let's
diner
just go
guy.
To a diner and get oh, mozzarella sticks.
Totally. Yes.
Like, all right, I love it.
That's
you know?
Totally New York.
Totally New
right?
York.
That's a New York thing.
We don't need sushi with a flamethrower up here.
Yes.
No.
No, we needed some wine and some tits and some,
yeah.
some late
hey,
night delis.
Do
you know
me
what I'm
a
saying?
Favor. Sparkling a tap. Fuck it. Put a rat in the glass and let me drink it.
Hey, can you
it's
drain the grease off the pizza? Go right to the stomach?
Hey,
that's what I like.
If the chef's not bleeding out of two spots on his body, I don't want him touching my food.
If he hasn't been stabbed a couple times because he didn't pay the right amount of cab fare, I don't want him.
Yeah, if one of your waitresses over here didn't get human feces thrown on her on the 6th train on the way to work, tell her to go fuck herself. Oh, wait, they all did? Oh, okay, I can eat here.
I'm pleasantly surprised and happy
yeah,
to be
yeah,
here.
Yeah, New York.
Now, is the Corleone family really from there?
Steve, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm sorry. I'm not good with riffing. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
You're great at it.
What are you talking about?
You're great at it.
That's why, honestly, that's why I rolled my eyes when that's the only reason I rolled
Dude,
my eyes.
Really?
When you said stand-up's difficult for you, I'm like, well, it's difficult for everybody, but you would flourish if you wanted to.
Mm.
If you wanted to.
Let's do a little right here.
Hey,
no,
guys.
No, no, I'll intro. I'll intro.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, you.
Hey, everybody! You guys ready for a good show tonight? Come on, I can't hear you. You guys ready for a good show tonight? Yes. Keep that love and laughter going. I'm going to need all the energy. This next guy is so great. I'm so happy you guys get to see him do stand-up. You know him from the great Scissor Bros podcast. The one, the only, Stevie Weeby.
Hi, guys. So, I'm Asian American.
Okay, that's enough. Thank you so much. Wow, what a show, everybody. Wow, what a unique voice, bringing up his identity off the bat. No one does that these days. That's why we love him here at the Chuckle Hut. Wow.
Dude, I just had so the best God. Visual of like America's
Dude,
Got
that
Talent.
That would be amazing if he brought me up on stage and that exact scenario happened and they start throwing tomatoes at me.
I just imagine America's Got Talent. And he opened, yes, the three X's. Yeah. Three. Hi, I'm Asian American. Yeah. X. Dude, it's like, what?
Please bring me on the road and just do that. Oh, my God.
Here, let's get. Oh, what? Yeah. He wants an encore. Come on yeah. out. Give him more.
Okay.
Give him more. So, Stevie, everybody.
Thanks, Ian. So, hey, everybody. I'm Korean American.
Does anyone have a bag of hammers we can hit him in the head with?
Oh, that's fun. That'd be fun, man. Yeah.
What's your favorite gun to shoot at the range?
Oh, yeah. A musket. No. I love a simple Glock 19, you know, or a Straeger 12 gauge, you Ooh. Know. I shot a 50 cal Barrett sniper rifle, which was incredible.
Oh. Is there really a kick to that?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
50 cal, yeah.
Oh, 50
knock
cal.
Your shoulder off your yeah. body, brother.
So what guns could we be, you know, good using as far as like our stature and our like
any gun.
Like I could shoot a 9mm.
Yeah.
No problem.
No problem.
Yeah, so
you could teach me how to shoot?
Totally. I can do it right now.
Really?
I really love shooting guns. I love gun safety.
Yeah.
I love seeing the progress you make. I love being able to see where you shot and then make an adjustment. Mm. You have to focus on your breathing. You have to really be present in the moment. And when I'm on the range, I don't fool around or anything
around.
Like that. I'm you know, I'm like complete. I'm like Mr. Serious. And I try to go in different towns. When I was in D.C., I went and we shot 12 gauge skeet shooting, which was great.
Oh.
When you just go pull,
boom, boom, boom. Yeah.
Pull.
Yeah.
Oh, that
How'd you
is,
do with that?
Bro. I'm a good shot.
Yeah,
you're a good shot.
Yeah, it was awesome, man.
Nice.
It was, some of them were really tough. They do this rabbit skeet where they hit it and it bounces on the ground like a rabbit.
Right.
Runner. I couldn't get that to save my life. But
yeah.
A lot of it, I mean, literally, you just follow point and shoot. And it fucking
It's like a game
on.
Of duck hunt. That's all it is, man.
It's like duck hunt, brother.
It's a duck hunt, brother.
What's the number one thing you would show like a person who's never shot a gun? What's the most important thing when shooting a gun?
Gun safety.
So
you never point the gun at anything you wouldn't want to destroy.
You know, my dad always.
And you never put your finger on the trigger unless you're ready to kill. Gun safety. You keep your finger off the trigger at all times.
At all times.
All times.
My dad always said, don't ever point a gun at somebody unless you plan on killing them.
Yep.
Is that there's some truth to that right there?
110%. I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't mess around with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no.
So let's say you accidentally do that. Can't you just shoot?
What? Oh, sorry.
Can't you just shoot at their kneecaps? I mean, just if you don't want to kill a person, what would be the next best spot?
Ryan is shaking his head.
I mean, I feel like this is going to be used in evidence in court. This is like someone's baby disappears and they see their Google search. It's like, how to get rid of a tiny body?
Listen, yeah.
Is it fourth degree murder if I start at the kneecaps?
Yeah. Yeah. Now say...
Oh, their foot. Shooting your foot.
Say your girlfriend finds your stash of gay porn and gets in the way of you being with your lover.
Dude, never going
to
happen,
If you were to shoot them from a distance of 9 to 12 feet, where would you want to shoot them to just really just kind of put them out of their misery?
Never going to happen, brother. Mm. I would never do that.
Yeah.
But you shoot them in the kneecap, That's
I mean, it's such a small spot. You have more of a chance of missing and hurting an innocent bystander. That's why you shoot for upper center
thigh,
mass.
Upper thigh.
Cock.
Okay, there you go. That's fair enough. Okay.
Nipples.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Remember last night when you texted me a picture of that hemorrhoid?
Yeah. Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, Jeremiah's hemorrhoids.
You want me to shoot it off you?
Yeah. Well, I would like to see it first. I don't know. Yeah, yeah, shoot it off. But can we see it? Can we see the hemorrhoid?
Sharpshooter. Wait, hold on. You're sending pictures of your hemorrhoids to him.
No.
Apropos of nothing.
He found a Google image.
Oh.
Yeah.
He sent it to me.
Oh, that's better. That's fine.
Because I told him that I had a hemorrhoid at the moment.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What? Ugh. It happened.
Yeah.
What? You never get them?
Yeah. This is the one.
Ew. Oh, no. Don't. Don't show Ian that. It looked like a miscarriage. Oh. God.
Don't show that. Yeah.
Oh, kill it,
Ryan,
with
can you
fire.
See this? So this is what you have?
No, that's not what I have.
But Ian, isn't this a hemorrhoid?
I mean, that's a something. Dude. Why don't you show us, Jeremiah?
Yeah, just show us.
And then Stevie, you
know
pointed
out
dude, with
just
your
show
tongue.
Us, because we don't know. I don't know if you're full of shit or what. Let's just show us. Because you keep complaining, oh, man, the hemorrhoids this, hemorrhoids that. The proof is in the pudding. Let's see it, right, Ian?
This is, yeah.
This is a part of Scissor Bros.
This
thing,
is what it
Ian.
Is.
This is what we do here, okay? So please, just show
Come
us
on,
the
we're
evidence.
Come on, we're getting roided up,
yeah,
brother.
Baby.
This is how he gay Jedi mind tricks people.
No,
come on, this is what we do.
This is what we do, right, Ian?
Could you stop? We got to censor all this.
We don't.
Yes, we do.
What are you talking about?
You can't show that graphic of something on YouTube.
Ian, go ahead. I'll follow suit. Hemorrhoids. Milky and red. He's afraid to show us.
And if he doesn't, he'll be dead. Because I'll kill him if I don't see the hemorrhoid. Want to help you out, brother. Drain it with my mouth, brother. Come on, take a bite of the hemorrhoid. You don't seem like yourself when you're hungry. Have a hemorrhoid.
Is it inside your anus or outside your butt? I don't know. I want to know.
If it's inside, I'll put a helmet on with a light like I'm a miner in the 30s. Get in there. Get it out, brother. Whoa, watch out. There's a canary in that cave.
Do you know what to do when a poo comes out? Does it sting? Does it hurt? Does your head ring? We don't know.
Does it make your asshole sing?
Hemorrhoids, Jeremiah's hemorrhoids.
Hemorrhoids,
please
Jeremiah
show us
hemorrhoids.
The proof is in the pudding.
Come on,
don't
show us what you
do with some scissors.
Let's see that big hat. Does it have some width? Does it grow? Will you show us a hemorrhoid?
Don't hide in your fort. Does it look like a genital wart? Or does it look like a herpes sore?
Does
I'm
it
knocking
look,
at your door.
Does it look like a Russian journalist who got hit in the face with acid from Putin?
Hemorrhoids, Jeremiah's hemorrhoids.
That was the Scissor Bros' new hit single featuring Ian Fidance called Jeremiah's Hemorrhoid. Thank you so much for that original tune. Really glad that we were able to make that happen today.
That's the fun stuff,
yeah.
Brother. That's the fun stuff. Yeah. That's the gold. You know? Yeah. How you feel? Come on.
I feel fine, yeah. Man.
Yeah, we're just kidding around.
Yeah, you don't have to show us.
No, but explain. Is that, you know, if you want to, though, you could show us. Yeah, no pressure.
Yeah, if you want to like make a good podcast, but you don't have to.
Yeah, it would be fantastic because it's never been done before, has it, Ian?
No one has shown hemorrhoids on the podcast,
ever.
But you can be like every other podcast and not do it.
Dude, he is sweating so much in the back of his neck.
That's your sweaty hand that's soaking through my shirt right
really?
Now.
Really?
Yes.
You have a sweaty hand?
Yeah, I always have sweaty hands.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've got a sweaty forehead. I am stuck to this chair.
So, Ian, have you ever had a hemorrhoid?
Yes.
Oh, so you have...
I'm looking at one of them. Ow. sweat just went to my eyeball. Yeah. It's hot in this garage.
Is it real? Yeah, dude. Yeah, we need to air it out.
What are you giggling about, old roid ass?
Let's do some scissors then. You want to do some scissors to get some
what
air in here?
What are you giggling at, old hemorrhoid, Roy? Huh?
Roy the hemorrhoid.
Roy the hemorrhoid.
Oh my goodness.
Stop.
Yeah, I like that.
Hemorrhoid time.
Roy the hemorrhoid. Looks like an asteroid.
Hemorrhoid.
Ooh. Oh, no. Can't touch this.
Yeah, let's do some scissors then, maybe to clear the air.
I just did.
I just did 50 silent ones while you guys were saying the
But we didn't do any.
Yeah, we didn't do
yeah,
any.
Let's okay, do
let's,
with the...
let's do some quick ones.
Okay.
Yeah. You guys ready?
Yes. Clear the air. Yeah. Clear the air.
I just heard.
Let's do a meditation real quick, a 20-second meditation.
Can you lead us,
yeah,
please?
Okay.
Thanks. I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
I'm going to do an ASMR thing. So,
people hate the ASMR.
One,
two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Do a few ASMR. Just do a few ASMR just for you.
We have a very special guest today.
No. Just the scissor part.
Okay. This is going to be the scissoring to clear the air in Jeremiah's garage. Please be gentle and kind to everyone you meet today. We love you so much. You guys completely ruined my ASMR moment.
Oh no, some seagulls flew in the room.
I'm going to do it again.
No, seagull flew in the room.
No. Or, dude, do you want me to die today?
Yes.
Because I'll get hit by a car.
Please.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, I'll get hit by a car.
Please.
So I'm going to do it again. You guys can't make any noise.
No,
I have to.
Just do the five.
I'm
going to
get hit by a car.
Just do the five scissors. You're not going to get hit by a car.
Welcome back to the Steve's.
Welcome back to
you got rid of my fart corner, asshole. Let me do this. Five.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my argument alarm just went off.
Oh, really?
You got rid of my farts.
You guys are
okay,
nailing it.
Okay, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2. Hi, welcome back to Steepy's ASMR meditation. Hi, welcome back to Steepy's ASMR time. We are going to... Okay, that's good. That's great. Allowed.
That's allowed?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Okay, sorry, guys. Woo!
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, Gerald, do you have any questions for Ian?
Yes, I believe I do.
Respect
okay, whisper
him.
It.
There you go. Respect
Did him. You blow Corey Feldman from The Lost Boys?
How would you respond to that, Ian?
No, we just smoked cigarettes in the garage. Okay, so all that happened, Gerald. Okay, enough.
Oh, he's
would getting... you allow him to smoke a cigarette in here?
No.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well.
Wow, you took Gerald off of his... Oh, man. Oh, man.
You leveled this floor out. What is... I mean, this is insane.
Man. Yeah. Just put me back.
Oh, that's like our first
Mr.
Challenge.
Magoo?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
You took Gerald off of his face, and now you can't get him back? Come on, man.
There's no level. Jesus Christ.
Come on,
Gerald,
man.
Are you drunk?
Come on, Gerald. Help Ian. Prop back up against the wall, man.
What the fuck, man? I'm facing the wrong way. I'm more backwards than Jeremiah's view on Ouija boards.
There you go.
Yeah.
Woo!
So are you excited for your new tattoo today?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, let me smoke a cigarette.
Yes! Light it up, Ian. Light it up.
No.
That's a definite no-no. Well, let's play devil's advocate here. What would you do if he lit a cigarette? You're his friend. What would you do? Would you turn off the cameras and be like, dude, that's it?
No.
You guys are out of here.
I'd be like, no, dude, just like, stop.
That's what you would do?
I'd be like, stop, dude.
Okay. What's that?
Jeremiah's a pussy. He won't do shit.
Rules are meant to be broken? Interesting, Gerald.
And Ian, if you have a fart, dude, just feel free to put the mic near your asshole and just squeeze.
I mean...
What? Why are you shaking your head? No, I really mean that, dude. Because he took away Stevie's fart corner where people would submit farts.
Can you tell?
And it was one of my favorite segments of all time.
Tell,
what do you mean?
Tell Ian about it. No, tell Ian about fart corner and what it was.
So Stevie's fart corner. Where the hell are you going, dude? You're walking off set, bro.
What?
So Ian.
No, Gerald liked the closeness.
Stevie's fart corner was when.
Oh.
There you go.
I didn't know that there was a thing that. Oh.
Yeah, you got to prop me up with my dick.
So the fart corner, people would submit farts. Ian, yeah. And I would take my phone and I would play. We would critique and review farts.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I think it's amazing and only a monster would get rid of it.
You heard it from the horse's mouth.
Hey, Stevie, here's a joke for your act. What's a gay horse say? Hey.
You got that fart ready, dude?
Woo!
Yeah.
Hold on, let me see if I can conjure one up. Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, this is the fun stuff.
Get in there, brother.
There you go, dude.
Come on.
There's no way. There's no dude, way you're going to conjure
prove the world
one up
wrong,
right now.
Ian.
There's no way.
Hold on.
There's
put
no
the mic
way.
Near your butt.
I might.
There's no way
you
that
can
you
do
can
it, dude. I believe in
you. Right
please.
Now.
Hold on. Because sometimes if I move my body.
There you go. Way. Yeah. Maybe that coffee, a sip of the coffee might conjure a fart up.
I just burped.
Yeah, Ian. I believe in you.
Oh,
yeah.
More burps. Hold on. Come on. Go the other way. Yeah. I need a bottom burp.
I'll smell it too, dude.
Need
if you do
burp.
It, I'll smell it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm gonna shit myself. I can't do it. Oh, something was happening. Something was knocking at the gates.
Really?
Hey, Ian, if you get a hemorrhoid, think of me.
I may get one from straining.
Yeah.
You know what?
How does that, that's how it happens?
You guys are the Scissor Bros, and when I'm in town, the show's called
Hemorrhoid Boys.
Hemorrhoid Bros.
Yeah. Hemorrhoid Boys.
We'll get back to the marketing on that.
Is that how you get a hemorrhoid if you just squeeze a like a shit out?
There's a lot of ways to get it.
Stress.
Might from stress.
Really? Yeah. And then how many do you usually get? One or like just one? Well, you don't want to talk about it.
So I heard you got married recently, Ian.
I did.
How's that going?
Oh my God.
Did you know that?
We annulled it already.
You what? You
annulled it? We annulled it already.
Mm.
Yeah.
Where was the wedding at?
It turns out you can't marry your first cousin. I wish you could. I loved her. What? Where would your dream honeymoon be, Stevie?
Probably that's like Hawaii question. Or something.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the
Hawaii.
First states to legalize gay marriage. Anyway, continue.
Or maybe like in Europe somewhere. Something.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, like Italy or Milan or something. I've never been there.
Italia.
Yeah, Italianos.
Italianos.
Australia.
So you'd have a destination wedding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, destination.
You'd make everyone fly out for your nuptials.
Or would you do it privately?
Now, are you confusing honeymoon with marriage?
Yeah, I'm confusing honeymoon, yeah. Sorry, so let me think about that again. Maybe in Big Bear? You know, get log cabins, you know.
That would be fun.
You know what I mean?
Make it a big thing for everyone. You got lawn games.
Yeah.
No one can hear you scream when you're in the woods.
Exactly.
It's a good type of place.
Yes. Would you come to the wedding?
In a heartbeat. If you invited me, I would absolutely go to your wedding.
You would, absolutely.
That would be so fun.
You would.
Yeah.
Would you be the best man?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd be honored.
Ooh.
Honored.
It was hypothetical.
Ooh.
You would obviously be out there.
Hypothetical.
No, you would be in the group. You would be in the group of the five dudes. Yeah.
I would be your fifth man?
No. You would be like second, third, fourth.
Oh, my goodness. Guess who's
going to
see my hemorrhoid tonight?
No.
I'll tell you that much.
Dude, my brother would be there.
He is best man, and I'll do the... I'll marry you guys because I filled out paperwork online, and I can marry people.
You can marry people?
Yeah.
Oh, so that would... Yeah, that's what you would do.
I'll ordain you. I'll marry you.
Yes.
That'd be great.
How do you do that? How'd you do that?
You just fill out an online form.
And that's it?
And then they mail you a thing that's like, you can now marry people.
Yeah, then he's the guy.
Yeah, Rick Glassman is ordained.
Okay,
Jeffrey Baldinger is ordained, another comedian. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a handful of comedians that are ordained.
What's the prerequisites for that?
The pulse.
That's it. You just
it's pretty open.
And a Wi-Fi connection.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And what, $9.99 or something like that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like $12.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool, cool.
Yeah, you could do it.
All right. So whoever wants to get married, I'll do it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Why?
Maybe could that... you marry yourself to someone? Could you say the nuptials to you and your
wife? I don't think legally you can, but I'm just guessing. But what if we offered a Scissor Bros service that you and I become ordained ministers?
Whoa.
Oh,
and
that.
We start doing people's weddings.
Okay, we're putting it out today, folks.
Isn't that a great
idea?
Oh,
my God.
Scissor Bros will wed you.
We will wed you.
We've got to do it.
We need flights. We need hotel rooms. We need a little bit of Patreon money.
Yeah, a little bit of money.
We need a little bit just to get out there.
Let's hurry up and do it. Someone might steal the idea.
But it's going to be very affordable. It's going to be very affordable, and it'll be something that you'll remember for the rest of your lives.
Because it will ruin your big day.
Get married by the Scissor Brothers
today.
Could you imagine? Before we do the nuptials, guys, do any of you want to fart into this microphone? Do any of you want to...
Hey,
anyone have a hemorrhoid they want to show?
Hey, before we proceed, if anybody has anything to say at this time, now would be the time to say it before we marry them. Don't marry him. I have feelings for him. Steve. Steve, you just met the guy. I know. I don't know what it is about him.
But it seems special. He seems like the one.
There you go. I like that. Go ahead. There you go.
Do you ever massage Jordan?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, she massages me.
Yeah, is that your podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
So are you enjoying doing that?
Oh, I love it, man. It's
what do you like about it?
We have so much fun.
You do?
Yeah, it's in my basement in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a fun setup, and it just totally feels like you're like hanging out when your parents aren't home in the basement when you're like a teenager, mm-hmm. and we just have a blast.
And who's this Jordan person?
She's a great comic in New York City, Jordan Jensen.
Oh, hilarious.
My best friend. She's hilarious. And we just have a blast sitting on the couch.
Oh, okay, just shooting the shit?
Shooting the shit, making fun of each other, having fun.
How did you meet Jordan?
Years ago, I saw her at an open mic and she was like so funny.
Mm-hmm.
And we just started to become friends. We liked the same music. And then mm-hmm. I had her open for me on a road gig.
Mm-hmm.
And we drove all the way down to Philly and we're like ripping cigs and... had a lot in common, and then we just were buds for a while, and we tried to do a podcast during the pandemic, but it mm-hmm. didn't really work out, and this kind of came up, and it was originally just going to be me,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted her to be like the first guest, mm-hmm. and we had so much fun. When we turned the cameras off, we were like, dude, this is it.
And
this
magic.
Mm-hmm. Gotta be ours.
How many episodes have you guys recorded?
Like 45, I think.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right, so subscribe today.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
To B&EM with Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
And also patreon.com/B&EM pod for extra episodes early and a bunch of stuff.
Okay, what are some of the tiers?
It comes out every Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah. So what's your Patreon? Let's plug the Patreon again.
Oh, you're a sweetheart. Yeah. Patreon.com/B&EM pod.
Mm-hmm.
We do extra episodes, early episodes, mm-hmm. Monthly playlist.
Oh,
we do like different like... videos we put together of us like going around town and like we just went skydiving, so we put that out as like a video, and
that'd be a fun one.
Do a live stream. Dude, have you ever been skydiving?
No, I want to.
Bro,
bad.
You gotta
how,
do it.
How
it is so exhilarating.
Is it scary? Is it scary?
In the best kind of way. Because it's like if you can do this, if you can jump out of a plane and make it through and conquer that fear, you can do anything you set your mind to.
Really?
Yeah.
So what's the scariest part when you're about to do it or like getting on the plane or gearing up? Like when did you
feel? No, the scariest part is so you do it in tandem with someone else.
Yeah.
So it's a professional that's like behind you. And when you pull the.
Usually a guy.
And there's a lot of movement in the air.
Don't do that. Don't do that movement.
A lot of movement in the air.
Dude, is that.
You got the suit with a hole in the back where the butt
don't
is.
Don't do that movement.
Dude, sorry, I gotta pull my cock at you to make sure you don't fly away.
Dear God, make me a bird. Far, far, far away.
Is that your technique? Don't do that either.
What? Is that you skydive?
Don't do that.
Yeah.
So that's the most exhilarating part.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No, the scariest part is you pull the cord, and for a second when the parachute comes out, the guy behind you that you're strapped into, the force of the chute pulls him, and you are still free-falling. So it feels like they've left you, and you're just going to fall and die. But it's for like a split second, but it feels like forever.
Wow.
And it's and then, dude, you just glide down. You're looking at everything. It's amazing. It's so fun.
How much is it? How much does it cost?
I think it was like $95, something like that. Ooh. Is that too much for you?
Dude, dropping almost from outer space, and you're like $95.
They don't have like a $45.99 special or something.
Yeah, I mean, and the parachute probably doesn't work. It's probably a fucking plastic bag from Safeway.
In West Hollywood, you can do it on the ground for $45. Hello.
Yeah, in West Hollywood, they'll give you ketamine. You'll think you're flying. And a guy will definitely be strapped onto you. So go for it.
Is that fair? Is that a fair price, Ian?
I think it was 94. No. I forget what it was, but if you went back that day, it was $95. I think it was like 120 or 150 or something. I don't know.
Can you do it with your buddy at the same time?
Yeah, me and Jordan did it.
And our producer,
Ethan,
time.
Well, we didn't. I jumped out first, and then Jordan, and then Ethan, and then our production manager, Nelly. And it was great. It was so fun. And
we got to do it, dude. We got to do it.
I landed, I was like, let's go again right now. And everyone's like, I've had enough.
Right.
You got to do it. Dude, you'll love it. I'm telling you.
You will love it. We got
to
do it.
There's probably a million places around here. You should go.
Wait, in L.A.?
In L.A., wherever there's an airfield.
Yeah.
You know?
Well.
Or you want to go? I mean.
Well, we'll think about it.
Okay.
But first, we have to conquer this challenge today.
Whoa.
Oh, go ahead. Explain it while I'm going to play a little.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. The challenge today.
Skydiving.
Something that's very, very tailored to Ian Fidance.
Oh, boy.
This is the Glory Hole Challenge.
Oh, no. What's a challenge to not go to more glory holes?
Ryan, do you want to explain what's going on?
Sure.
Oh, no.
So in today's glory
hole
challenge.
He's alive? I didn't know that guy was fucking living in here. Jesus.
Dude, he's not an animatronic bear.
I thought that was the guy from Chuck E. Cheese. I thought he was part of the set.
That's so fucked up.
You're like, I thought it was Gerald.
What? I thought that was another Gerald. Oh, my God. That's a living human. Go ahead, program bot, to talk.
Okay. So in today's challenge...
I was kidding. I was just making the podcast better. Sorry.
Yeah. No, thank you for that. Thank you. In today's challenge, glory old challenge, you will each take turns...
Hey, Steve, could you play softer so it sounds like you're not even playing at all? That'd be great.
No, play like you are. It sounds
like
nice.
Right here.
I like it with the wheezing.
You're making me laugh, man. Can't help it. And I'll stop.
Okay, Ryan's going to explain the challenge.
That's so cool.
Oh, God.
Okay. That made me stop.
Oh, no.
Okay.
A taser. A toy from New York City.
Mm-hmm.
The city of York that is new. What is it?
Okay. The glory hole challenge. We will have a glory hole set up in the middle of this room. Okay. One of you will have a blindfold on one side of the glory hole. One of the other competitors will put a shaped object through the hole. and you will use your hand to guess what the object is. Mm-hmm. Each person has four objects to guess. The first three you will use in hand, one hand to try to guess what the object is. The third one, you will use your tongue to taste the object and guess what it is. You each have four different items. Each one of you has one item that's for taste. There will be two losers.
I think we're all losers at the end of this. Oh, what have I done?
Yeah.
What have I done?
And the loser.
Yeah, dude, he's sweating.
Will be getting tased on their bare butt by the winner. Both losers. If you are third place, you get tased on each cheek. That's two.
Oh. Wait, you didn't.
I have a really? Heart condition.
Oh. Yeah, is your heart in your butt?
Ooh. You know, one of us is this.
That's not Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah. Like you said, yeah. He's coming after you.
Okay. I'm heartbroken. Yeah. He's butt broken.
Can I add a twist to it to make it more fun? Could we be in our underwear?
What? Fun for who? Your thoughts for later? What are you talking about?
I just thought it'd be fun.
I would love to have the key to your spank bank. To see
no,
what you put it, what you file away in that little head of yours to pop out later at
you
night.
Don't worry about that.
The combination is 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, let's get naked.
Is that
guys.
The combo or the ages of the people who's
praying? Oh. Okay, we got it. Yeah. We don't do that, dude.
Highway to the danger zone. You gotta ride it to the danger zone.
All right, here we go. The Glory Hole Challenge. You ready for your first item, Ian?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. I'm gonna stick it through the hole. You ready?
I love how when I'm even scared blindfolded, I went, Okay. Oh. Wait, what? Oh, that's a bread roll. Ding, ding, ding.
Okay.
I was good, right? I got it? Yeah! Mmm. Delicious. Okay. Is that Kevin? Oh, sorry. I'm good at this. What? You can't let me hold it.
How long?
You can touch it.
No. Because here's what's my thinking. It's a can, but what if it's a cheese whiz? Which I'm not saying that's the answer. Okay, hold on. This is a Red Bull.
Oh.
What is it?
It is a Red Bull.
Oh my God. Double points if it's sugar free or full. Sugar. Ready? Not sugar-free. Oh, my God!
Oh, dude.
Dude.
You're killing this. You're killing
wow.
this.
Wow. All okay. right. Third thing.
Dude, I hope that mine and Steve's are harder, because in my opinion, these are not hard at all.
Come on. You sure? Girls, we're having fun. Come on. Oh, what? No. Oh, that's a pickle.
Yeah.
Woo! Ain't my first rodeo at the Glory Old Brother, let me tell you.
This is so easy, right? You chose for him to... I'm hoping that... All right, now this is the taste one. You ready?
Uh-huh. Just shove it in my mouth, Jeremiah. Oh my God, my ear! This is. I feel like I'm telling secrets to a penis. Oh, it's a cock.
What is it?
Banana.
Yeah, these are freaking easy.
Well, I'm good.
Woo! Can't wait to tase Stevie in the ass because he's retarded. He not gonna get this, cause he is not smart. Peaked in high school, I heard he cheated on his SATs.
I mean, this is some kind of sauce, for sure.
But you gotta guess it. I guessed what it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, you did, didn't you?
Yeah.
I think that this is buffalo wing sauce. It's like a Frank's Red Hot or something like that.
Correct.
Yes. Wow.
Already harder than Ian's. Just saying. Already harder
than Ian's. Your cock or the guesses?
Hello.
Hello.
Number
Hello.
Two. Okay, number two. Number two. Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. I think this might be... Can you cut that for 1 second?
Oh, sorry.
I need my sound to feel. I'm gonna say that's an eggplant.
Incorrect.
Woo!
Was that a cucumber?
Yeah.
Was it a cucumber?
Yep.
Yeah.
There's only four in.
Yeah.
There's four.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's a, can I be honest?
Second to last.
If
one.
I had the ability
can
to
we
get.
Can we kill the piano, please?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Please.
If I had the ability to get hard in an instant, as a goof, I'd stick my cock through there. But
I'm a failure.
That's string cheese.
Whoa!
And this is the one.
The mouth one.
Oh, this is a mouth one.
This is the mouth one.
This is a mouth one. Open wide!
Stick your mouth by the hole.
Oh, God. Oh. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, I know.
Is this a raw hot dog?
Yes. It is.
You nailed it. You won, but you also lost.
Oh, they're horrible.
Oh. Is it up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You gotta pull on it. Yeah. Grab it, good boy.
It's Tabasco sauce?
Wrong. Scissor sauce, habanero, idiot. Next one.
Oh my goodness. Ian, you're so aggressive.
Sorry. 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 Okay, ready?
Other end? Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, hold on.
Yes.
Take it. And you like that?
Zucchini?
Correct.
Is it?
Yep.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
This guy knows his phallic symbols.
Yeah, no kidding. That's crazy.
All right, this one. No way. Ready?
Oh, that's a hard one.
Dude, you gave me the fucking hardest bunch, man. How am I supposed to guess a sauce?
I guessed Frank's Red Hot, which is one of the most specific.
Wait, hold up, man. I don't even. Let me. Fuck. Come on, man. Let me hold it. I don't even. I haven't felt it.
Don't go in my hole!
It's one of those lint roller things.
Correct. Yeah.
See, I let him hold it too long.
See,
he figured it out.
All of these should have had a one touch policy.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
This
is for the tiebreaker, to be honest.
Yep.
This is for the tiebreaker. Mm-hmm. I'm already getting tased. I know that.
No, I'm getting tased.
Ready?
Yeah. Dude.
What?
Put it in my mouth, dude. Just,
like, I've legit got my dick sucked through a grocery hole, and I've never seen something so disgusting on the other Learned side. That. Ew! Oh God!
Dude, I don't even.
I can see
mouth,
your bottom
bro.
Teeth. Oh, there's too many teeth. You're like one of those sharks. Ah, put the teeth away.
I can't.
I don't want it on
put them
this.
In my mouth.
Hold on! Hold on! Stop brushing your nose. You look like Robin from Batman.
If
right
you
now.
Do that, I can't say do that, but that would be legendary, dude. I can't condone
it. I can't even put it near my mouth.
All right, hold on. I confirm
Dude,
with the team.
Come on.
I can't do that.
That's almost date rape.
I can't. But what I can do is
Dude, if you put your dick through the fucking hole, man.
Hold on.
Dude, You're unbuttoning your pants! What are you doing? That's your finger, dude. That's disgusting.
No, here's the real thing. Just put your tongue out and I'll touch it to your tongue.
Here, Steve, back up a little bit from
I'll
back up for a little bit from the hole so you can see it coming through the other
side. Oh, God, you're so thirsty for this.
Dude, let me, I need to fucking...
Pull your face away from the hole. I'll stick out.
Steve, pull back. He's going to reach through.
Your breath is hot.
Dude, I need to bite it, don't I?
I have to bite it.
Like, I have to eat it.
Hold your tongue out. Ugh, God, he chomped down.
Dude, it's like a...
He's never used
one. Oh my God. He doesn't know what it is. He doesn't know
what it is. It's a breath savers. Like,
you're wrong. Wrong. That's not the one it is called.
What is it?
Taste time.
It's called a lifesaver. Breath mint.
I'm kind of freaked out.
You gotta get naked, bro. What are you doing? Yeah, dude. Pull your shirt.
Oh my God, that's a hemorrhoid. Why don't I tase a hemi off?
All right, dude, did you look this up at all, Ryan?
One, two.
Did you look it up? Oh, okay. Okay, those three
did
times.
You get it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you weren't really reacting.
You got me.
I didn't know it was working.
I think you got me three times.
Oh, okay. Let me see your butt cheek. Yeah, I got you. All right, Steve, why are you taking your pants off?
Did that really hurt? Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, it wasn't horrible. Yours might even be stronger, to be honest.
Really?
Yours might be stronger.
Steve! What the fuck is this?
Cell phone.
Dude, don't do that.
What is he doing? Steve.
Get a video.
Why do you look like the Asian woman from Happy Gilmore that stays the night over?
Dude. You know what breakfast?
Dude, let me at least go over there.
Right, go. Knock, knock, got your cock.
Fuck, dude.
Why is he naked?
Dude, there's no reason for this.
What do you mean? Right, wait, hold on. Come on. Should I take off my shirt?
No, dude, no.
No, I have to.
Oh, my God. No. He's doing the tuck. I'm going to get your nuts.
Please.
Dude.
You can't look.
Please.
You can't look.
Steve, look at me. Look at me, brother. Everything's gonna be all right.
Ah! Dude! Ah! 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 Dude, my dick came out. Ah!
Did I get you?
Oh, yeah, dude!
Did I get you?
Yeah!
I wanted to make sure.
Dude!
Hey! We all go down together! Ah! Oh, that is stronger than the one I have.
Dude, my dick came out. You have to.
Oh, it bites you.
Yeah. Yeah, my little dick came out. Yeah, thanks for coming. Will you put that down?
Knock, knock.
Who's here?
Me.
No. Please, dude. Please.
Give me a doll.
Please. Give me a doll.
Vulnerable.
Oh, it's hitting me right now.
Yeah.
Please, dude.
Dude, my muscles just locked up. It finally caught up with me. Yes.
Oh my God. Are you guys all right? I did it to myself.
Yeah. Thanks so much for watching Scissor Bros. Ian Finance.
He's naked in a corner.
You know what breakfast? Will somebody please meme "You know what breakfast" with Steve in the little shirt? We love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. This has been
Thanks for watching
the Glory Hole Challenge with Ian Finance. Check out his podcast, Being Ian with Jordan. We love you. Go see Ian on tour. Bye, guys.
Scissor Brothers!
Hello? Is anyone still there? It's your pal, Gerald, and man, What a doozy of an episode. Ian Finance is a real fucking scissor, bro. Definitely one of our favorite guests, and we'll hopefully have him back with his co-host, Jordan, soon from Being Ian with Jordan. She's great as well. Hey, I heard that Baseball Face took over one of Stevie's vlogs recently, or like his P.O. box or some shit, so maybe go to Stevie Weeby's channel to see if Baseball Face is going to come back on Scissor Bros. He's pretty terrifying, though. And then, of course, check out Jeremiah's new crowdwork doc called The Last Riff. It's only half an hour. You don't have anything better to do, do you? Yeah, head over there. It's short and it's a lot of fun. Think you'll like it. I'm a silent producer on it, but of course he doesn't credit me. But anyway, hope you guys had an amazing week and send some love to Ian. And love you guys. Bye.
He not gonna get this, cause he is not smart. Peaked in high school, I heard he cheated on his SATs.
I mean, this is some kind of sauce, for sure.